Love was in the air at the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Wedding Expo, where more than 30 vendors showcased everything from dresses to wine to wedding cakes. Longtime couple Michael Sofield and Jamie Barnes came from New Jersey, where same-sex marriage is legal. But Sofield says they're tying the knot in Maryland in May.
I think it's great that now we have this opportunity, and it's great to see so many vendors here who support the community.
Marion Puchel and her same-sex partner began organizing these expos in 2003, before same-sex marriage was legal anywhere in the country. She says it's often awkward for gays and lesbians to attend wedding expos geared toward heterosexuals and where vendors may not be gay-friendly.
They're just immediately understood to be the brides or the grooms, and they go from there, and they launch directly into the joy and the excitement of planning their day.
Christina De Imperial from Maryland is getting married next year. De Imperial says she liked going to an event where she was comfortable.
It's definitely a good thing. We've been trying to do this for a long time, and now that we can actually do it, it feels great.
Her mother, Katya De Imperial, is excited for Christina and her daughter's girlfriend of 6 years.
She's 26, and we're all ready for her to get married.
Wayne Schwant came to offer his services as a wedding officiant. The married gay pastor serves a Maryland church with a primarily gay congregation. Schwant says he helps fill the void because many clergy won't marry same-sex couples.
I have been trying to focus more on marriage ceremonies for couples who are seeking to find an open and affirming pastor, which is still a rather rare breed in this country.
Stunning wedding dresses and jewelry and a model who showed them off also highlighted the event. Bridal salon owner Betsy Robinson has been selling more wedding gowns to lesbian brides.
It used to be that found it interesting that even if they were shopping with the mother, the mom wouldn't say, my daughter is marrying another woman, whereas today that's very, very common.
Joseph Smith and his husband have a wedding invitation business. Smith says a lot of vendors are not sure how to interact with the gay and lesbian community.
Because we're part of it, people feel more comfortable working with us.
Expo organizer Marion Puchel says the events that have the highest attendance are not in states that allow same-sex marriage. She observes that even without a marriage license, many couples have commitment ceremonies to celebrate their love. Deborah Block, VOA News, Baltimore.